to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Cheers, babies. Welcome to another episode of PNC, People in Need of Comedy. Now, I know you are looking at the screen and asking yourself, what is happening? This is what happens when the ones from the field come and work in the house.
What? This is how we open the show.
Yo.
With the complexion of one who belongs in the house, ladies and gentlemen, looking like Gaten McKenzie before the robberies, please put your hands together for a ghost man who doesn't get the facts right. On my far right, ladies and gentlemen, please put your digital hands together for a man who's filling in for the barbaric today. It is rather unfortunate he could not be with us today, and we wish him well at Baragwanath Hospital. Uncle Barak.
That man has medical aid, bro.
But you know, he goes there for vibes.
Just to see.
Bro, you know, no, bro, nah. Like, I want to watch Bloodsport while I'm there.
I'm going to tell him.
Private, they just put you in your own cubicle and, like, go crazy, bro. Like, I want to be with people, dog. No public hospitals, brah. Let me tell, brah. Like, if someone dies, someone comes to fetch them while you are there. The spirit.
All of us shout, don't go!
Ladies and gentlemen, Shandre van Wyk! Hey, Abraham!
Hey. I think from, you know what we must do from now on? It must just be Shandre. So we don't confuse.
Yeah.
Just Shandre.
Like Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Nice. He's Dre now.
Just
Shandre van Wyk rolled off the tongue easy.
Shandre Abraham sounds like a PE teacher.
But this is what happens when you find your father.
Sounds like the principal.
This is what happens when you find your father and you, you know, you just get the right surname so your ancestors can find you.
Ah, love to hear it. Talking about ancestors finding themselves and you, the next man you see, ladies and gentlemen, has been found by his ancestors.
Come on.
There's only 3,600 of them in Barberton. So it's not that hard to locate each other. Ladies and gentlemen, looking like an ice cream cone. Yeah, Kit Kat.
Yay!
You see it though?
That's fine.
You see it though?
I see it.
Ice cream cone, a Kit Kat.
Only the wafer of the Kit Kat.
Yeah, actually, no, you looking like a licorice all sort.
The black and brown one.
The brown one!
Yeah, it's the one with black and brown.
You see it?
Yeah, it's never alone, that one, because the licorice, it's always a company.
Doesn't it have a pink line in
it's white.
There's a pink one, there's a brown.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Looking like the brown licorice all sort. Replacing Farida, but making sure that her forehead is well represented.
Yo, yo, yo.
Please put your hands together for Thabiso Mhlongo.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the back, ladies and gentlemen, away from the screens, a lady who is not in the same position as Tsitsi. Tsitsi, while he's enjoying the benefits of his medical aid, Farida is here with us. Even though she's sick. Ladies and gentlemen, rocking what appears to be a cream white bell-bottom button-up pants.
Mm-hmm. It looked like those stripper pens, you know, when you,
when
you
no
take
need.
Them off. Because
no
the buttons all over the place.
There's no need.
But that's because she needs to be ready for anything that could come out at any time. Let's just say clutch control is fragile.
Wow.
Her brakes are failing.
It's a slippery slope.
Last night she was traveling on the yellow line.
Wow. Really?
Let's stop talking cock. Farida! Clarify! To the feet.
That's wild.
You guys are horrible. You guys are horrible. If I died tonight, just know these were the last words I heard.
Yo, they said you're having a shitty day.
And you can't die tonight.
Why?
Because you know your funeral is the same day.
This
now we are
there. And you know when you die, your bowel just lets go. So everybody's gonna be out.
We're gonna be there. Why is there so many incense burning?
That cloth is going to be yellow. One of the sisters is be like, no, it's the turmeric.
Yeah, no, we just added turmeric.
It's happening.
You guys are horrible.
Hey, guys.
And then, you know what?
And then, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Podcast and Chill has a vendor.
Yeah.
So do we. Representing all vendors from America.
Ooh.
Please put your international digital hands together for a man who went to AFTA for 6 years, but never graduated. The one and only, Vu Mpho Ntangene.
It was 3 years. I did second year twice.
It's okay.
My man.
It's okay. It happens.
All right.
Cheese gang, cheese babies, and the cheese uncles.
Ow!
Sitting across from us, the man dressed like a warm bumblebee.
Thank you. Thank you.
The killer bee himself. Mpho Pops, Mudikwane.
You said warm bumblebee. I pictured it buzzing less.
It's slow.
Yeah, it's slow. I don't know what's wrong.
Warm.
Bumblebee with a hot water bottle.
Indirectly dressed like Kaizer Chiefs. Can you see?
Am I?
Yes.
No,
they are representing the biggest club in the world.
No. This is giving.
It's giving Kaizer Chiefs.
Monochrome.
Monochrome?
Monochrome, my brother.
Sir, do you know what monochrome is?
Cho-cho-cho.
You learned this yesterday.
What is monochrome?
It's like chrome, but
monochrome.
Is that right?
It's very
constant. That is wrong.
It's monochrome.
Monochrome is like dark colors mixed with a
chocolate. Ow.
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 Ow. Farida's trying to Google, but her fingernails are too long.
What is
monochrome?
Also, the fingernails are too long at the wrong time.
It's a scratching hazard.
Rap, yeah. Use this part. Use this part.
Was
that how they rock it? Maraya Kristinja.
Oh!
Why are you spreading rumors and I'm right here? Like I'm right here.
This is what your culture.
It's not spreading you rumors, it's spreading tricks.
Wow.
Yeah, spread those
tricks.
What a water to flow.
You guys are out of order.
We have a lot to talk about, God. I think we should
get it started. Yeah, thank you, DJ.
Let's get it started.
So let's start off with the big thing. Meg G is being cancelled by DSTV.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
guys,
us,
it's not
us
being
cancelled.
Let's get it right.
Okay, what
the
is it?
The season has ended.
Right, the season has come to an end.
When you're not being renewed, it means the season has ended.
Can I then ask how long is the season? Because it seems like those were 3 episodes.
Yeah, I did feel like 3 episodes. Yeah,
because
it's 3 months.
Wow, 1 a month. I want to get the facts right.
So let me get this right. So the media is spinning it as Mac G got cancelled?
Yes.
Because he said people's body parts have certain scents.
Yes. So on right? in April of 2025, he made some crude misogynistic comments about a media personality, Mili Dlamini.
Yes, of course.
And her body parts, insinuating that she couldn't keep a relationship because she had just recently broken up with her then boyfriend, Dr. Brian Monaisa.
Yes.
So people were in an uproar because obviously those were very, very
vile
terrible
comments, yes.
Vile comments. So people are rejoicing because there were others who had seances and candles saying, we hope that he gets cancelled. So it's now come through that he's no longer going to be on DSTV.
Yeah, but I think you see now, and this is how I guess media or newspapers or news people sort of sell news. It's like, They positioned it as he got cancelled.
Yes.
Yeah.
From DSTV, like they cut his contract short. But truth of the matter is his contract has come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an option to renew.
Mm-hmm.
And they're choosing not to renew.
Is it only his podcast?
Him and Lassie as well.
Chandra, it's fine. Don't worry.
Can I still keep my house?
I've made financial commitments.
I just got another car, bro. This man pulled in with a brand new car today. First question. Is every podcast canceled?
He's worried about his future. Yo.
Doesn't validate though what it did to cancel, to not renew.
So that's, so I think for me, that's what I was trying to understand, guys. I was like, so you're trying to tell me MultiChoice is canceling MacGyver because of a comment he made about someone outside of their platform? It didn't seem like that made sense to me.
Yeah.
I get that people are rejoicing because they have beef with him or they don't like him or whatever the case is. But as a business, am I going to cancel someone who brings, I don't know, 400,000 or 500,000 views a week over
a smelly
comment? Wow.
Yo, relax, guys. Over a smelly comment.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nice save.
That was, I am in awe of that save.
Guys. You see, Mac has given us trouble. We can't even say things smell now.
Bruh.
Hmm? The whole day, no one has said anything to Farid about.
So I'm
but
smelly.
We know what's going on.
Smelly is what I'm asking.
Even if you smell it, you can't say.
You can't say nothing.
You gotta be quiet.
You must just be there.
You're just saying things. And you know the water is blocked in most places.
Even me, I don't have water. Currently. You find ways to relate.
So I understand fully. I understand.
But I don't think
it doesn't constitute him losing a deal over. So I don't think it's the reason.
Must be something else.
It's
also, how special is this individual?
Oh, that, thank you for adding individual.
Mm-hmm. Ivana. But how special is this individual to that, because of that one comment, 8 other people must lose work.
Okay, so now you're counting beyond.
Ladies,
yeah, beyond Mac, beyond. Like, come on, man. Checker. For one person. Sometimes, you know, people think they're doing the right thing because they're fighting for whoever's honor. But in the long term, you're destroying people's lives because you're angry at Mac.
Do you know what I
if
think
that
it is?
The situation.
It feels like social media has become such a scary place, right? That people use it as a measuring, as a metric kind of see where other people's minds are. So because you've got like an uproar on social media, particularly X, because it gets wild on X.
Yeah.
I think maybe they were scared of association and also the backlash that came with that comment itself. And then him had just recently being put on the DSTV platform. So now it's like, oh, so you guys are just going to let this go. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. We are going to leave DSTV.
But also there's rumors of someone at the top level that really, really loves that individual. And this is kind of like
just a family member.
Yeah, not like a family, like someone closer than a family member.
Like those loves, loves, loves.
Yeah, like loves. And that's why it's not being renewed. And that, for me, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's not just him that's leaving, by the way.
Yes, so it's not just
him. Maybe it may be a factor. But it's not the only best and behold.
So Mac's podcast is not being renewed. Lasizwe's Awkward Dates is also not being renewed.
Okay.
Yeah, so Awkward Dates is falling off. And Podcasting Chill is falling off.
With Mac G.
With Mac G. Podcasting Chill with Mac G is falling off. So Awkward Dates, Podcasting Chill with Mac G are not getting their contracts renewed. Sure. Each show has its own reasons why. Oh. And I don't think it has to do with any individual's body parts, right? And then everyone else is kind of staying.
Yeah, Sean Ray, you can keep the car.
You can keep the car, Sean.
You are safe.
But then it begs the question, like…
if you came to the party?
Yeah, if we came to a party together, guys.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
We are inside. Ziawa. It's delicious. Sean Ray says, listen, I'm going to go leave my phone in my cherry. Right? He goes out. And then when he tries to come back in, they say, hi, Papa. Once you leave, you leave. You're gone. What do the rest of us do? Because we're inside. Kelvin Momo is playing. Champagne is coming on the sparklers.
It's getting wild.
Do you understand?
Yeah. It's nice.
Influencers are dancing.
It's nice.
They're off their phones. They're dancing. You know, that's when it's nice.
Yeah.
When you see that Asian boy. What's that guy? What's that Asian boy?
Chad.
Chad. When you just see Chad says, and his own his father, his mother, everyone.
Yeah, the whole family's there.
Everybody's
coordinating.
The Jones family.
This Paolo's on stage.
All you can hear is water when Lolo's dancing.
Shandre is outside. He's saying, gents, they won't let me in. What do you do? Do we? If you came to the party with someone, do you leave with them? Or do you stay for two more songs?
No, two more seasons.
Just two more songs.
Songs.
Maybe stay until Kelvin Momo's set is done.
But then before Kelvin Momo's set is done, someone shouts, Metabongs is up next!
What do you expect us to do?
Sorry, Shandre! We are inside, my brother. We are inside as peace.
We can't help you.
Sorry, dog. We are inside. Yo.
Yo.
Yes, sis. Can't miss a murder.
Yo. It's a problem, ne?
Bruh.
It's a problem.
But here's my thing. Now, so Shandre, I like your analogy with the phone thing, but in this instance, let's say he gets kicked out for his party trick. We knew he does this. Whenever we go to party, he's the guy who gets naked.
And offends everyone.
Even when you invited him, you were like, dog, the way you get naked at parties, please come to our party.
Yes,
but like, keep it with your underwear on.
Yes. Yeah, so
we know that when Shandre has a tequila, he takes his t-shirt off.
Yes.
Now he's been kicked out the club. After we booked and said, listen, at about 11:30, there's a t-shirt that's going to come off.
And you,
the worst you'll see is hair and nipples.
Yes. So you told the party organizers, this happens.
The party organizers were the one that invited. Shardley. They wanted me to attend. Mm. And they knew,
so they knew the risk.
They said, is Shan going to come? They did this.
In fact, they were the ones going, you're going to have to take off your t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
You know we need you to take off your t-shirt. And it was like, don't worry, I'll take off my t-shirt.
I got that.
He took off his t-shirt. Now everyone went, ew!
Wait, but
then he got kicked out.
Oh, he took off his t-shirt. I took off my t-shirts outside of the party.
Not even inside.
Not even inside.
Oh, yes. Okay. Because you're in the party lot.
Oh, you mentioned the shenanigans outside.
Yes.
But they saw you. They said, don't come back in.
It wasn't at the party.
This is, they heard about another party. He was taking his t-shirt. Now they're going, ish. Yeah, no, man. That thing, when you take off your t-shirt, I don't think it's the one. And you go, but that's my party trick, my dog.
That's what I'm known for.
If I don't take off my t-shirt, I can't be here. And so the rest of us now, do we stay and do our party tricks? Or do we go, yo, they'll kick you out if you do your party trick. So do we stay and enjoy? Or do we just stay and be fan each other? Are we going to have fun? Are we dancing to Kelvin Momo's set?
You guys are still my friends.
Yes.
Even though that party is going on,
yeah.
Me, I have another party that I can go to.
Yeah,
but we will always remain friends because we come from the same house.
Mm. Well, look, guys, at the end of the day, it's not even like he has another party to go to. He owns the other party.
Yeah, so, he organizes his own gig.
So look, I think people who are taking this time to basically enjoy the man's demise, I think this is their moment because that's how they're seeing it. But we all know the real reasons why that show's been taken off air and La Caesar's been taken off air.
Mm.
And I don't think it's that. But if people want to
speculate and
hold on to that, let them keep that. Because like, I think that'll make them feel better. You know, like, ah, laegile. You know, oksalayo. My boys out there driving drop top Mercedes Benz.
Yo.
Yeah, they caught him. They caught him.
I wear flip flops. I've had the same car for 20 years.
They caught him.
Was it R21? They were the airport.
And then when they recorded, he tried to accelerate.
when they caught him, he said.
Yeah, in the slow lane, my brother. What are you doing?
Now he's pushing the car in front of him and he's going down.
Yeah, in the slow lane. What are you doing? Keep the shades on, my brother.
How did they spot him? Because his head is like just over the steering wheel.
The shape of that head.
You know why? Because when he drives, he has to do this. Then you see the... Ah, that's Mac.
Yeah.
And you could hear the music playing in the car. Baby, baby, baby.
Speaking of leaving the party,
yes.
In political news, Mary Paddy from the MK Party wants Floyd Shivambu to leave.
Ah, just because he went to go see Papa.
Because of that, because she says he's doing nothing for the black community.
He's but not he helping went to go blacks. See Papa. He went to go fetch players. Holy water.
It doesn't help. And the MK Party, of course, we know, is led by Zuma, who's been shaking things up ahead of the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And the EFF and MK seem to be competing for similar voter bases. Black youth, disillusioned citizens. And the beef seems like it's a bit more personal.
So she wants Floyd
else.
To leave.
Yes.
Because Floyd's doing nothing for the black community.
Yes, that's what she says.
What is he supposed to be doing?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
as an MK, what is his like? What is his role? Like, what is Floyd supposed to be doing? Is he?
Floyd is supposed to is the SG of the MKP, if I'm not mistaken.
Secretary General.
Yeah, he's the SG. Okay. He has nothing to do with what people on the ground.
So
he's running
reception.
The party.
Mm.
That has nothing to do with what food stamps or whatever you call them.
Mm.
He's running the party, making sure the organization is strong, so that those people can. Help the people on the ground. So,
besides going to see Papa, what has he done?
But on his own.
That's what she's asking. What else has he done?
What has MK done in general?
But doesn't he restructure the party's constitution?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So to say you haven't done anything, you like, but we all haven't done anything.
He's learning Zulu.
We just got here.
Wow. Shandri.
Yeah, guys. Also, it's not easy for Betty Mandy in KZN.
That's a big step.
Imagine it's in KZN.
Yeah.
With a bunch of Siandas.
Yeah.
How am I, bro? How am
I? Nangas Khon. Tell it.
And he just got here. He can't be paid. He just get to the Zulus and give instructions.
Bruh.
Unahana kuri. Yeah. Unahana ingwe.
Unangazos chen utu nahana ini.
Unahani la. Kwa Zulu.
Hey, tell it.
Lasu uenza masa kurumati na unahani next.
Tell it.
See, after 2 years, like, guys, honestly, I don't understand.
I didn't even know I was the SG. I thought that was my nickname.
That bro, it's too early, bro, to say that bro hasn't done anything. The party itself hasn't really done anything.
He went to see Papa.
I think maybe it's also like a cloud thing. Maybe she's trying to get her name out there to be like, you know, it feels like
there's
another
a lot of people who use cloud to get their names
and
out there.
And it to be the heroes in the stories.
Yeah.
Others representing.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Very much so. Mm. And it's a big trigger from where I'm sitting.
Yes. That's why you're at the back there.
Yeah,
so no one can see your lips moving.
And your hands. And
it's
your
a
hands.
It's a
so, there's a community watching this going, yeah, I'm Koshila again. She's not there.
No, for real.
She's not there.
Only
she's
gone. Make she cancer.
I've been demoted.
So is Farida.
They can't
Thank
hear.
God.
They can't hear you when you speak. They just see us and they go, yeah, it's fine. I'm Koshila.
And I'm still here. You better believe it.
He says, they don't know that she's here.
Yeah,
Yeah. So they just have it.
And they can't see me.
They're like, put
someone
on
has
Spotify.
To tell them.
Put on Spotify.
So we
someone
can
has to literally tell them. No, she's in the background. What is she saying? She's not talking about us today. She's fine.
Someone I'm has on probation. I've been suspended from the camera.
Yeah. I don't like it. What's this called? Vicarious victims.
Yes.
This is my biggest pet peeve.
Pet peeve, yeah.
Yeah, because people like feeling on behalf. And you're like, brother. It's happening with Mac.
There's people who like to feel on behalf of. And we've kind of discussed that. But there's also people who, like you just said now, just want to like…
chase the clout.
Yeah, they chasing clout and they're using a thing as their way to…
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna use this to…
climb up, yeah. Level up,
or to, yeah.
Also, it depends on how it was said, because this could have been a Zulu moment, but on paper it sounds like we were sitting. Floyd doesn't do anything for black people. It could have been clearly Floyd. I went to next, and then now Floyd
and then someone translated.
Yeah.
It was a video, no?
Yes, it was.
She
a video.
Made a video
to say Floyd doesn't
said,
do anything.
Step down, that Floyd, you've done nothing for the blacks. I'm going to stand up and say something. You guys are all scared.
So does she want Floyd's job or is she just
no,
saying Floyd
I feel like nothing? I feel like she's trying to make herself heard and be like, oh, she's a valuable member of this party.
Yes.
She's standing up for the majority. So it's a hero moment again. She's created a step up hero moment.
There are people who are having hero moments out there.
Hey,
online.
Man. Hey, man.
Taking us.
Hey, man.
Being heroes, bruh.
Do you know what the sad part about this whole thing is?
The hero.
Yes.
The tagger.
About this hero.
24 hours.
You've got
365. Don't stop till you get it. Keep tagging those pages with 200 followers.
Wow. I'm called for.
Honestly.
But I support it fully.
I cannot.
Half of the world, half of that world doesn't care anymore.
They don't, dude, I don't think they care.
At some point, not even at some point, you probably think you're doing something. You're not. Those people are just irritated.
Mm.
And they're going, let's get it off our back and just,
just
help with this.
Repost.
No one is doing it because it's the right thing to do. You're not changing the world.
Yes.
You're literally showing.
You're annoying.
Yeah.
You're annoying everyone.
Yes.
Every day.
Lucky are those who cannot hear you.
Oh.
Okay,
all the terrible things you keep saying.
No.
Man, I'm just saying.
No, bruh. We're being trolled,
bruh.
I've never been trolled in my life, bruh. I'm being trolled by a grown woman.
And it's someone that doesn't know how to use emojis. They can't read anything on those posts. There's flashing lights. There's a stop sign. Like, what is this? A K-53? What the hell is happening?
Bruh, someone is having an epileptic fit going through stories.
Because
of flashing. Stop this now! These grown men, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, bro.
How could you, Tsitsi? I'm disappointed in you.
He was the only one just disappointed in. You guys came as collateral damage.
And then we realized, no, man, this person doesn't watch the podcast. If they say Tsitsi, you disappointed me. Tsitsi.
You're like, yo.
Oh, wow.
You don't know half of the things this man said.
No, she would hate
him. Yeah, disappointed that he was part of this hour.
But it's always like that with organizations that always are out there for the less fortunate. Because they're making money and that's the only thing that they're doing. Like, there'll never be a solve for homelessness because there's an organization who gets paid to help solve homelessness.
Mm.
All of them are taking home six-figure salaries. The people who have to look after this, there's always an organization that looks after, but that organization has a CEO, has people underneath, people on the ground, but the help never gets to the people. Just give the money to the people and help them immediately. Don't need all of these structures.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it's the same case, you know, like, because like you guys said, maybe, you know, like Floyd hasn't been learning Zulu or maybe he's not, yeah. I feel like if you're going to work for like an organization at that level, you should at least speak the language.
True.
Yes.
True. Just to 100%. Communicate.
100%.
You get what I mean?
No, you can't be.
Get on the level that your people are on.
Yes.
Oh. You can't even talk to them. They are,
and that should be a sign.
Wow.
Hey, I'm expecting emails.
And to be tagged. And phone calls.
Yo.
Invasive phone calls.
Yeah, man, guys. Look, for me, I'm just like, you know what? At the end of the day, bro, we did our part. And you know what's crazy? A lot of, I don't know if you guys watched last week's episode on the comments. A lot of the cheese babies were like, what are you guys apologizing for? You know what I mean? They were like, why are you guys apologizing? And you know what? To be honest with you, we were apologizing to the people of the community.
Yes.
The people who might have, because of this steam engine's...
Forceboard.
Yes. We were like, you know what? In case there's a group of people who feel like this was our intention, let's clarify that. But above and beyond that, bro, being trolled the way that we're being trolled is insane.
It is.
Bro.
Yeah. And if you look at like what's happened now as a result, I don't know if you saw your video, Farida, as people have started taking it and remixing it and adding music to it. And yeah, bro, one of the videos has 1.3 million views.
It's a meme.
It is so hilarious.
So that means now what must happen? Now all these videos, they must scour the internet and go and delete all these videos.
You can't do
because
that.
Because one person is fuming.
What's the point, though?
Aye.
What's the point of... What is the point of this attack? You know what I mean?
It's
cloud.
Are you...
It's a cloud.
It's
cloud. But it's also... attention-seeking...
Because there's so much that community needs that needs to be done. And to regress it to a sketch.
That's not even directed at the particular group of people.
The whole thing that they've been through, the sign language is now an official language in this country.
Yes, the 12th.
There's so much happening around that whole community. But the biggest focus right now is Farida. The sketch.
Mm-hmm. And, you know what it's sounding
and Tsitsi won't repost like an Insta story.
Nah. It's sounding like the 49. You must recognize the Afrikaners before everyone else. Yes, put them in the minorities.
Do you know what I would fight for? I would fight for sign language in the national anthem. You know, like at the end. Our land. And then everyone thinks it's done. I don't know. I don't want to sign.
You're about
we're
to
even
get
too afraid.
So we're too afraid.
You're about to get clipped.
Let's blur your hands in that thing.
In South Africa.
Our land. Yeah, it should be
official.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the
or
things
or
you fight
start
for.
With it.
Or
we,
start
yes.
with it.
Like people must around the world must be like, why does when South Africa starts that we should actually?
Because in the beginning there's a gap. I think there's like four bars there beginning.
Yeah.
And as it starts and
you,
then the
you
want
to patent that idea before someone tries to overtake it.
And it's also going to be a positive thing.
We hope these are the things that person can focus on
initiate.
Doing.
Yes. Instead of
trolling up.
There, we're giving you something to
podcast.
Do. Work on it.
Leave their body corn and make other
problem,
things happen.
Is the problem that people have freedom of speech? Like, is it a problem with other people when they go, we need to restrict McG from being able to say whatever the hell he wants? Do you think that's a thing that's becoming an issue? Because it feels like that's what this whole McG situation is, that whole Farida situation is, where people are going, no, we all have limitations here. We can't keep letting these people roam free and run wild with whatever they say. So they're trying to limit how much free speech we have.
But yeah, look, there's no regulatory body that sort of governs podcasts, right? And that's the reason why people actually enjoy podcasts, because they're like, I can watch something that feels real. And that's even in the episode where Mac was busy saying to all the chillers, like, guys, why don't you guys watch PNC? Wada. And when Mac and Sol were actually talking about it, they were like, a lot of people actually say like our podcast just feels like gents just chilling, having a conversation.
Yeah.
Whereas PNC is a bunch of comedians
having a conversation. So it's like, oh, I know you guys to be comedians. Now I'm watching comedians podcasting. Whereas a podcast is just regular people having regular conversations. So now you're trying to tell me, because that's what this all is about. They want to get to a point where they can regulate what we say. And that's not, that's like, you're missing the idea.
Yes.
If there is ever a vehicle for freedom of speech, it's podcasts.
Yeah. Right?
I should be able to say what I say. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
And you can be corrected.
I'm right.
Yes.
I'm not here to be wrong. I'm not here to be right. I'm here to podcast. If I am wrong, let me know I'm wrong. Let's find a way to fix it and carry on.
Yes.
It's not an offense to have thoughts. These are opinions. In my perspective, a podcast is like people having conversations, and it's like your intrusive thoughts being spoken out. There are things that we've said, people are like, yo, I was too scared to say that. But yes, I agree with that.
Yes.
But I think the fear comes with the kind of like the scale of the podcast itself. So they think that Mac G has this big voice. And whatever he says, people will just go and do it. That's basically why they have. But it's South Africa, bro. We have freedom of speech. There's an EFF leader that sings "Kill the Boer."
Kill the farmer.
In case you're wondering.
And the court.
They took him to court and he won the case.
The highest court took him.
That is inciting violence.
The highest court in the land, bro. So it's literally…
Like, hey, it's a good song.
It's like Cyril. It's like Cyril said there in the interview.
It was an interview.
It wasn't a meeting.
It was a job interview.
Donald.
Yo, come on.
Let's trade, man.
Come on.
They kept calling that bro, sir.
I've got a book, yes. It's 14 kilos. Almost didn't make it through customs, eh? Luckily, yeah. Yo. 14 kilos. It's a big book.
Do you think they use customs?
No, they don't.
I'm just saying.
But you know, South Africa, they probably made them go through. When they went to see Trump, yo.
Sir Ramaphosa.
He did look a little bit uncomfortable. He was sitting like this.
Hey, they tawatsed him there.
He's been invaded.
They finished him there.
It was a job interview. During the job interview to get things back.
Yeah, because like in the interview, after they played him the video, he says like, yo, why? And Trump asked him, why don't you arrest Julius Malema? He's like, sir, we have a constitution.
Yo, bro.
We have a law. Like, he has the freedom of speech. As long as he doesn't implement what he says,
yes.
That's when the law steps in and says, okay, we've heard what you said. We've watched you.
Yeah.
We saw now you're attempting to do it. And that's when the law and that's when he gets arrested. But before that, you can say anything. And just the repercussions from society is the only thing that you basically have to deal with.
That's beautiful. Yeah, but look, Uncle Cyril played that whole thing beautifully.
He was just smiling.
Chess game.
Just smiling and looking sweet.
How he acted. Where's that?
Not
in South Africa.
His eyes.
I need to check on.
I've never seen this.
I've never seen this.
I've got a
of the country. Yeah?
He's investigating as he's looking.
And Rupert killed me, bro. He looked at John and said to John, "You know we live in the same area."
Yeah.
I know it's real
agriculture.
Life.
You know?
Who
took from the predecessor? Lives in. He works in my section. And the crime is right.
Tell him. We get stabbed sometimes with the same knife.
Yo,
the real look, Mr. President. The real victim here is us. It's not a genocide. It's crime. And to be honest, it's not even us doing the crimes. It's the immigrants doing it to us. Baxter's day going, oh, I'm done.
What have I done?
Well, anyway.
Look, I have to say that you gotta give it up to the white people. They played this game so well, bro. They played it. This whole game.
All of them.
From Julius' song to going, there actually is a white genocide. To going there, and then now we're the ones begging them for Starlink.
Yes.
And that's what that is.
So now we are
the ones going, we need Starlink.
Yes.
Bring it. And we will pivot and do whatever it
takes.
We will ease our BEE.
Do you see the next day after the thing, all of a sudden the BEE thing was taken away
by the minister of what.
And now they're saying, no, it was. It's been a long time in running. Like, we've been working
on this. But guys, no, the fact of the matter is, these things, you can write, they can write whatever they want, but these things take a long time. It's a process. You can't just wake up and change shit. You
but
have
they
to
did.
Go through the process.
They did.
Oh yeah, but
they woke up.
Let's see how far
they
that
woke
goes.
Up and changed it.
We'll see.
They're doing it to accommodate Elon's wants.
You know what they did?
I'm bringing Starlink, but I'm not going to give 30% of my company
to black people.
To the ones who sat on the couch and said nothing,
dude.
The blacks that
we don't want to hear. If you don't want to conform to our rules, too. Please, we need it.
We need
there,
it.
That's some hectic game of chess there.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying, this is VAT 101 again. Our party is going to take them to court and the court is going to make them win. You can't just wake up and change things. You have to go through the process. That's what I'm saying.
My dog,
even though on paper
Donald
they say
Trump
gonna
is going to say, hey, you said you want us to trade again.
Make change it happen.
Yeah.
This thing is going to happen. Starlink is
they
coming.
They said, why aren't you racing this man? The man sang the song the next day.
Yeah.
With the full like you.
Yeah,
that's
Julius
doesn't
care.
He knows. You can't do anything.
Julius doesn't care.
He's like, kill me. You can't do anything.
He doesn't
so
care.
Now
yeah. I'm the law's on my side.
They're going to take this thing to parliament. And once it's in parliament, they know already. They know the EFF. Let's rile them up.
And let them be unruly.
And once they riled up, we chase them out. And then we vote this thing in.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway. It's politics, bro.
No,
these people are mad smart. They're not as stupid
but
as
Tabitha's
they
right. Look,
to be.
Look, we literally got played.
They
gaslit the whole country. They really sold this thing of genocide and mass murder in South Africa and white people are dying and this and that until it went to the point where Cyril had to come with
gang white
Donald's
and
favorite
say,
whites.
They're fine.
All of his favorite whites.
Ernie Els.
Johan
Rupert.
You know, all of Donald's favorite whites. Shame there was that one lady who spoke and she spoke well. Shame.
I mean, the president did ask her to.
Yeah, the president, but if he hadn't, she wouldn't have.
Silence on the couch.
Yeah.
Silence on the couch.
Silence on the couch. Also, Elon the sellout chuffed there on
Yo.
The side. But you could see everything, like you said, was curated. All the theatrics, dim the lights, play the videos. And even the Kill the Poor, they chose the right. I'm sure they were playing a few of Julius's ones. No, that one sounds friendly.
They did the one where
because remember there's a version of it's called Kiss the Poor. Kiss the Farmer. So he had to change. Remember when they banned the song back in the day?
Yes.
He changed the lyrics to Kiss.
My
meaning
God.
I want to kiss
I,
the
then he said I
and then when
to...
they said okay no you've won okay
kill them
bruh that whole thing was orchestrated the whole thing like so it kind of made everything feel like it was justified and even then literally Mr. Rupert was Mr. President we need the drones
Elon's drones.
I use drones to look after some of my animals and it's working fine, but I can only do so much.
As one
we
man.
Need Starlink.
When do you practice these accents, bro?
You watch it.
Everyone, this is so uncomfortable to watch. It's like, how do you have everyone's cadence?
They're killing the wise.
It's a horrible day.
I know. That
I haven't seen anything like it.
Yesterday, why does your sound like DJ's boo?
Let's hear your Donald.
Okay, when? They're killing the whites.
In a little college. In a little college. Yeah.
The only thing you have right is the head tilt.
Yeah. White people are dying.
They're killing the whites.
They're killing the whites.
You were like, you're not fooling me, Gayton.
Well, now that you guys have gotten that off your chest, let's go to the real get it off your chest.
Gayton should have went.
Hey, Gayton would have stayed.
Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest.
You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
Yay. Get it off your chest. Proudly brought to you by Vicks VapoRub.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. We don't. It would have been great sponsor.
It would have been
right?
Really. Get it off your chest.
Planting, do the right thing.
Planting the seed. Mm. Get it off your chest. This winter, proudly brought to you by Vicks Ecta Plus. Vicks Ecta Kodi Plus. Let's go.
I just wanted to ask what I should do, because I just found out that, like, yesterday, my mom and her brother, and when I say her brother, I mean my uncle, they've been sleeping together for, like, 5 years now. Like, they slept together for 5 years, then they stopped because they got caught, and then they continued. And, yeah, so there might be a possibility that he might be. So, like, what should I call him? Do I call him?
No. Papa Anke.
Malume, Papa. Oh, Papa Malume. Like, what happened?
Rangwali,
like,
dead.
Because as much as I really loved him, but now, like, so I look at him and I'm like, I think I was doing so that I look like this man. But anyways, I just wanted to ask what I should do.
Meaning that child could become, like, if that child has a child, that other child could be his own grandfather.
Yes.
What? Do the equation for us?
Can we go back? What?
First of all, yes.
What's the relationship here?
So, her mom and her uncle have been.
So, siblings.
Yes.
These are
Game
siblings.
Of Thrones. This is
Cersei and
what's his name?
Jamie Lannister.
Jamie Lannister. Yes. This is typical.
And what's the eagle guy? The blonde that we all wanted to hate?
Joffrey.
Joffrey. She's Joffrey. Yeah. So, Queen Joffrey. And how I know she's Joffrey. She just went straight into the voice.
Yeah.
She didn't say hi. She didn't say,
I don't know what to do.
So I'm anonymous. She was just like, hey, my mother and my uncle are doing things to each other. And she said they've been caught before. They stopped. But for the past 5 years, they've been back at it.
Mm.
And she says what's crazy is she's starting to think, what if I'm a product of their
incest?
Because I look like him. But she also could look like him because they're the same family.
Sure.
But my sister, cousin, brother, uncle, daughter.
Rangwani dead.
Hey man, they say we can't choose family.
That was a choice.
But your mother kept choosing her family.
I want to be that person.
No.
To find out. Because, you know, there's not much information. Like, who's older in the situation?
Yeah.
What does it matter? Siblings should not be snaking each other.
Regardless of
age. They share the same bed, hey?
At all.
Also,
DJ, we share beds with all of our siblings.
Bro, they shared whom?
Yes.
Are they twins?
They've been sharing,
like,
bro.
Like maybe Jamie and Cersei.
What makes it better? Is it better to have sexual relations with your twin sister than your...
Oh my gosh. That needs a cleansing. No, my sister, no, please.
Bro. Why do you ask a criminal question? To find out why did you get to this point?
No, it doesn't matter, TJ. Okay. Why am I sleeping with my brother?
Yes.
What is that about? We can't justify. There's a kid involved. She's asking, am I actually your daughter or your niece?
We'll see it on Moja Love soon. Let's go.
Listen, man.
We'll see it on Moja Love soon.
What's her advice? What advice does she need?
She needs
her
to go consult elders.
Does Nimrod still do
that?
I'll do Nimrod.
Do it.
You gotta bring him.
Do it. Yeah. Do it.
It's Friday. Action now.
Mama.
The results are in. Number 9. Yeah. Nada, number 9. Comma. 8.
Yeah.
You are 99.8% the father.
Wow.
And also the uncle.
And uncle.
Yeah. Amen. There is a search category on Pornhub, so.
Hey.
My advice to you is whenever you send a voice note, greet, say who you are. But with regards to this, my sister, the best thing you can do is just to get a DNA test when you can. Ask your mom and your uncle for their swabs.
Mm.
If they say no, swab something they are drinking or eating.
Yeah.
Then go check and test. Yeah.
You are wasting time teaching a person about greeting when their mother is fucking their brother.
There are other pressing issues.
There's no time for greeting.
It's too late to teach manners here. Yeah. Yeah. We've got family members fucking, my brother. You're like, hello, how are you guys? Hey. There's no time for hello, how? Tarina at the back.
Umalume,
my parents are...
My parents are siblings.
My parents are siblings.
You want to...
You are busy seeing Carrie. Rabbi. Oh, my parents
what do I
are
do?
Siblings.
What do I do?
What a house.
Sorry, my sister.
The house is burning.
The house is on fire.
Hello, cheers, people, and cheers, girls.
Cheers.
Come on, my name is Mabodro from iBlueIt. As one of the people who are ailing disabled, make fun of us as much as you like. Yes. You know, and I'm pop ups. And got the show near us, make fun of us. Rio Fabana. Rio Fabana Spirit.
Why do you assume it's one of these?
Here's my story. You can hear it in the voice.
The neck is cracked back of you.
Yes, my brother. Ah, oh, man. Thank you so much. I think that was the best voice note we could have ever gotten for this episode.
For us, hard of hearing.
Yes.
Wow. DJ.
No, not like that. Language-wise.
DJ.
Language.
Come on, DJ.
English.
DJ.
The only thing English.
All the signs were there.
DJ. I see one.
Yeah, naughty boy. Yeah, naughty boy.
Okay, translate. So for those of you who don't know, DJ does not speak vernaculars. And sign language. So what they were saying there, DJ, was that this guy was saying, yo, I'm so-and-so, I'm from iBlueIt. And that
really
you know,
iBlueIt.
That yeah. lets you know, Raf money. But he's saying, yo, man, like, people with us people, I speak on behalf of people, of us people with disabilities when I say, please keep making fun of us, guys. We want to be included. He's like, if I come to your show and you don't make fun of me, I will be disappointed. So there's a man on the 28th of June at Gold Reef City Casino where tickets are available and
Gold
Tickets is coming with a disability and he expects to be roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he shall be.
And you know, usually we have a front section for them so they can roll in.
We are handicapped. No. The venue is handicapped accessible.
Yes. Yeah,
we have double doors.
Everybody's welcome.
For that,
how can you
legs?
Create a whole handicap session and then not even acknowledge them?
You
that
get
is
me.
So wrong.
That's rude.
That's, yeah.
Skawaranjaka! Sisok!
Wow.
You see what you've done, my brother. Look. Look at the monster you are creating. Now our season won't be renewed.
All because of
no,
because
YouTube doesn't have seasons. TV does.
And there's going to be a picture of me there.
And you'll be tagged.
PNC not you getting season 2.
And the game should have so many spelling errors.
Mpo.
Ah, what?
Let's move on.
Oh.
Well, I'll crew your PNC, TT. Popov, Farida, Shandre, Tabiso, did Editor Jare Nagada. So, Lina Lagada Nagada. Na, like, I get a dangering, I should get it off my chest. A gore. Banna. Currently apologize. I go back to Bossing. So, can you go to message? Who delivered the gang to those people by the apologizing to them?
You know what to do, Madigwan?
Translate.
This guy's like, okay, I saw you guys were apologizing to the deaf community. How did they hear you? How do they know that you apologize?
No, in it, we're speaking to their chief spokesperson.
Of course.
Yeah, so they are super boss. They are chief leader.
Superintendent.
Yeah, they are.
The one who's all ears.
Wow. Ready to take on with head.
They are a self-proclaimed spokesperson. Not self-proclaimed.
Wow.
Spokesperson.
That lady
hopefully relayed the message, which she didn't, which is yes. weird. Mm. We told her.
We apologize.
We told her Wednesday at this time. Wednesday 3, I told her on the phone call. I remember.
Yep.
I said, every Wednesday, 3 o'clock, we don't miss a beat. It will be there. This woman was trolling us on Friday. Was it Friday? Was it?
Yeah. We weekend the
on Saturday. No, she started on Tuesday before the episode 8.
There was a series of stories that she posted.
Oh, and she included us.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And then the last one was like, yeah, they apologized. Look, we'll put all the screen grabs up here so the cheese gangs can see. But the last one, I think someone told her that, hey, these people did do this. So hopefully she takes her capacity as this person and relays the message in a palatable way for people of the community who were affected by Farida's hands.
I'm sorry, guys.
No one was affected until she... Anyway,
you know what?
Yeah. I don't even think she's going to tell them. You know, some people can lie, bruh.
Nah. She and they can't hear her.
She won't say, no, she just did full sign language on a skit.
Yes.
No, she was disrespecting you guys. She said this and that. Mm. And well, she probably added spice.
Hey, man, these dead people, so I'm not making the real signs.
And also, it's broken telephone because she had to tell someone that could actually sign to
tell
sign.
To tell,
and how
yeah.
do we know that that sign person got all the.
This is the end of this subject. I'm
so
done.
Look, I think my brother, to be honest with you, I think the beautiful thing about our deaf community, which is amazing, is that they do have people who live with them who are of hearing, who can relay messages. You know, we've that's why it's an official 12th language. It's you don't have to be deaf to speak sign language. So I think there are people who are able to help those who really wanted to know. You know, I don't think there's a community or a gathering of people who are like, what's going on?
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, there's none of those.
Maybe this is a step to starting a party.
It's playing the hero.
You know, the hair party.
Maybe they're going to come.
The hair party.
And
we are here now.
A silent protest outside the studio.
Here
I had a nightmare
now.
Like that.
A silent protest.
Yes, because I've never been trolled, bro. So I had all these nightmares about like...
I did as well, hey.
I was at a show and there was like a protest, but it was like the community.
This is trauma.
It is traumatizing.
With like signs. People are like, we can't get in. There's a protest.
There's trauma, bro. This thing is trauma.
I'm sharing my nightmare that I had because of these things.
It's valid. Even me, I'm scared. Like, if I meet new people, I wait until they say something.
Oh, yeah, because you never know.
Because I'm like, why is he quiet, this guy? Then when they go, Ukraine. Oh! Yes, Ngiti. Ngiti Sunland.
I'm finished.
I wait for them to speak first.
Are you?
And I'm telling you now, you'll never know when a hiding is coming from.
Floating.
Those fingers are strong.
Because all the. Is in
yes, but all the tension is right there.
Join us next week when we will be apologizing again.
What we live and we learn every week. We grow as individuals.
You do.
Hey, we're not perfect. We're learning.
Yeah.
If we are wrong, teach us.
Please.
Next week will be better. Mm-hmm. Ah, man. Guys, thank you so much for this amazing episode. Tsitsi Chumerik Tapaperik, we are sending you love. Well wishes.
Yes.
You are sorely missed. As you know, you are the person with the smallest waist here.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But don't forget to catch him live. 19th
On
July.
The 19th of July.
19th July at the Lyric
Theater
in Gold Reef City Casino. Tsitsi Chumerik Live.
Live.
Part 2. Mm. Right. And then after that, we make sure that we keep going to the Lyric Theatre because on the 1st of August,
indeed,
Thabiso Mhlongo is there with Thabiso Mhlongo Live 1. And then don't forget, every Sunday, Biscope Comedy Sundays happens at Biscope 44 Stanley, right in the middle of Melville and
town.
So you are
that's a bad analogy.
Yeah.
He drank down.
No, he brought down his own park in the middle of Auckland Park.
Honestly. And
if you are a student at Wits, you are there. If you are a student at After, you are there.
UJ?
If you're a student at the other UJ, not the nice one, the rough one.
Ah.
Rau.
Ah. Rau call.
You are there. 44 Stanley. Make sure you get your tickets. And then if you want to elevate the game and have a nice time.
Come on. Willie.
Where your cars are safe. Where cocktails are served at the bar. Live music with saxophonists. Air conditioning. A generator in case of load. Shady. Make sure you come every second Sunday to Artistry Comedy Sundays. Mm-hmm. Happening at 22 Fredman Drive at Artistry. Who knows, you might catch Jay something in the kitchen, boiling something.
Wow.
What am I forgetting?
And then...
28.
Yes, you're June.
Ah, no, I already plugged the 28. 28 June, Pop-Up's birthday comedy special. Make sure you get your tickets at Web Tickets. We'll see you there. Lyric Theatre is happening.
Yay.
Be there or square it up.
And then coming soon is Shandri Van Vex, Come I Tell You. Mm. I'm looking for a venue.
Mm.
And that show will be coming live soon.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And trust me, he's a father. So he knows a lot about coming soon. Farida, is there anything on your side that you...
Wow.
Catch me on Netflix, man.
Catch you on a Netflix?
Yeah, catch me on a Netflix. Okay. You know, doing something small.
Please get better. We miss you in the
Thank
screen.
Thank you. Guys, I'm not okay, but I'll be fine.
Bao
lawyer. Bao lawyer, ne? Bao no, I'm being successful. But I, hey, when's I got cool, girl?
And who knows, there could be a campaign. There could be a campaign that comes out of this. You know what I mean?
What campaign could come out of this?
I don't know.
Rennie's.
Laksa could sponsor you. Or Castor Oil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Castor Oil hasn't sponsored someone in a while.
Yeah. Imagine it's you now on the bottle, not that guy, just you. Hey, but yours would be misleading. People are like, oh, who don't Castor Oil had a headache?
Wow. Wow.
My voice and your voice is advertising. Yo.
Yo.
Castor Oil trauma, man.
Stomach problems, Dad.
They started the talk.
Would you be a Castor Oil influencer?
I don't mind.
Same here.
I don't
mind. There's products we must influence that.
Yeah.
Because everyone influences the same things. Like Tabiso could be a Lion Mitch's influence.
You get. Yes.
A stomach.
A lighter for who?
Yes. Indeed.
City could be a fabulous Kiwi polish ambassador.
Yeah.
Nah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but Kiwi. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to start a whole topic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But anyway, cheese babies, we thank you for joining us once again. Have a beautiful day where you are. And remember, we make fun of those we love.
Mm.
If someone is not making fun of you, they don't love you.
They hate
or acknowledge you.
Or acknowledge you. You don't exist. Anyway, thank you for everything. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Bye.
I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat.
Arranging something.
And you know what's the cherry on top of the cake?
Oh my God.
See what I did there?
I see.